So let's prepare for receiving the message from Kryon. And as we prepare, I want to just have you ponder some questions. Who are you and why are you here? Is it possible that this appointment was already set up even before you came onto the planet? Could that be possible? And if it is possible, what does that mean? Could it be that there is a bigger picture, one that your soul and higher self understand, and one that you're discovering through your discovery of self? And in that discovery of self, what is it that attracts you to these messages? Because often those messages feel like they are being delivered specifically for us, for me. How can Kryon know me so intimately? These are the things I want you to ponder. And listen for those answers that come back to tell you why it is so.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. The question has been posed. Could there be more? Is there a plan? Or do you wander this planet doing the best you can? Even those enlightened ask these questions. Because you look around and you see things you don't understand. You seem to be alone in a virtual sea of human beings. And you wonder, truly, is there a plan? And there is. And for you to truly understand this, you'd have to have an evolution yet again of consciousness that would bring you to understanding of multidimensional synchronicity. And you don't have it yet. And so what we can say at this point in time is that you are known by God. And if you run into situations that are benevolent and create good things in your life, that wasn't an accident. Not an accident. And that then leads you to the next thing, and you would say, well, is there more? And there is. You might even ask, does spirit really know me? And the answer is, even as you sleep. If you can imagine an entourage of angelic beings in your room, you'd be right. There is so much more than meets the eye. Every human, no matter how many billion are on the planet, are sacred and magnificent. And every single one has the option to know it. In today's world, there are so many that can't do anything. They can't. They're born into civilizations almost completely isolated. They're responding to the horror of the day, and they can't get out of it. But indeed, in their quiet moments, they know better. That's going to change. Generations from now, dear ones, you're going to know what I speak when you see vast changes on this planet. Consciousness creates invention. High consciousness creates high invention and more. Did I ever tell you, and the answer is yes, did I ever tell you that your consciousness level is tied in with the efficiency of your health and your DNA and your physical bodies? Low consciousness creates that which is low physical stamina. You have a body designed to replenish itself for up to almost 900 years. Your lifespan, a lot shorter than that, isn't it? And you have to ask the question why. And we have told you again and again, it's hooked to that which you believe. It's hooked to the consciousness that you have. Low conscious humanity will create bodies that don't last long. Now you're starting to live a bit longer. And some will say, well, that's because you understand the human body, and that's because of nutrition. Well, there's more. What you're going to see as consciousness starts to evolve into something higher, and there's more compassion, more understanding, more revelations, peace on earth, all of those things will be accompanied by an increase in lifespan. And there'll be very few who would correlate it, because that's an esoteric correlation, until you can't not correlate it at some point in time and say, maybe there's a connection. What I want to tell you about is a continuation of so many of the things that we've wanted to discuss. It's a revelation, perhaps pieces and parts of what I've given before, but all at once. Let's do a summary. Let's do a history. I've spent a lot of teaching time in front of those who are light workers and old souls. My most favorite thing to do is to sit with you and to tell you what's coming. The entire last Kryon book was filled with channels about the new human and the way you think. It concentrated on new consciousness thought and how you would create things that you don't have today through higher thinking. Last week, I sat in front of a similar group, and I gave you the projections of inventions based upon the consciousness development of what is now seen. Now, humanity has free choice, but I'll tell you, one of the things that happens with higher consciousness comes higher thought, comes higher intuition, imagination, and inventions start to occur. And we gave you many of them, and they're amazing. We even compared it with 230 years ago when you had virtually nothing. Today, where you have almost too much, till tomorrow in 230 years, things you absolutely don't expect. Things that will revolutionize not only that which you don't expect, things that you cannot conceive of, but will solve the basic problems that you have now of water and electricity. All of these things, they're coming. But I haven't really, really concentrated much on the eye-rolling things. And that's you and your biology. So I want to do that now. And I want to give you four ideas, from the most believable to the least believable. All true, all accurate, all with precedent, even today. And I want you to relax for a moment and just take a breath. Everything I'm going to tell you right now is absolutely true and possible. And as the human race, as you know it, slowly becomes more enlightened, and that means an evolution of consciousness into realization of who you are. As that happens, you will start also to realize that you are connected through the energy of consciousness with every cell in your body. What is the consensus right now of most health, most medicine? And the answer is this, that there is no connection. That chemistry and medicine takes care of what is wrong. And it has nothing to do with the brain, the heart, the pineal, the triangle, nothing to do with any of those. It's separate. And that is echoed on the way you see yourselves. Most humanity will look down upon their body with their minds and their eyes and their consciousness, and they will look at all the parts and they will say, I hope you make it. Not understanding there is a connection. But they don't understand that. And so there's a disconnect because you don't know better. And that's what I want to talk about. Because this disconnect is not necessarily the way of it everywhere. And the disconnect is going to start having rewritable phrases. You've heard them. You are what you think. You can talk to your cellular structure. These are echoes of the channeling of the teachings of the metaphysics of the ancients, even of the indigenous. And they seem to lay on the floor, not realized until now. These are the things that will start being seen more clearly. And so I'm going to show and tell a little about what's going to happen. Dear ones, we have said for 30 years, that each one of you has control of every cell in your body. The trillions of pieces of DNA all have a unifying, coherent force, which no one speaks about because it's never been seen. If you talk to them, if you address them with consciousness, I'm going to tell you the things you can do. If you do not address them because you've been told it's nonsense, they're on their own. And a body on its own, good luck, will develop whatever disease of the day that comes along. Because it has no direction, the boss never talks to it, and it's on its own, completely and totally apart from the other systems, doing the best it can. But the perfect scenario is the one even some of the ancients knew, where you address them. There is a field, a coherent field around you that connects the trillions of pieces of DNA, just waiting for the boss to speak. And you are the boss. This is true. More than truth, we challenge you to try it. We have said to you that if you speak, not ask, if you speak to your cellular structure on what you are expressing as reality, it's actionable. In other words, that's what they're going to do. Because you're the boss. You are in charge of yourselves. So with that axiom, I'm going to show you what you can do. So you've got to buy into, if you want to say that, the axiom that there is truth that says you are in charge of your body, that it knows you and is listening to that which you call the consciousness of you. Your name goes here. You talk to yourselves. What are you going to say to them? Let's start with the easiest to the hardest. We go with things that are doable today to things that will require very high evolution. But that's where you're going. Imagine evolving consciousness that starts to understand what I'm telling you. Why do you age? The reason is because the cells count the days. They have no direction. You're not talking to them. They only have one guide. The sun comes up and goes down. Did you know that? This is that which ages. And it's so common that it is put in categories. If any of you are watching your media, are you aware you're being told what's wrong with you and what to do at a certain age? All of it is false. It's false only because that's where cells go when they're not talked to. And they're right. When you're a certain age, that's what's going to happen, because all the cells have nothing to do but count the days. And when they count the days, then there is this calculator that starts to age the cells. The telomeres start to shorten. Every single replication is not perfect. You only go so far, and then you perish. Let me introduce a concept. And the concept is, you take care of what the cells have to do with aging. And daily, you present to them the age, not that the body says it is in years, but that the consciousness says it is in energy. And you don't tell them how old they are. You tell them to stop aging. This is a command. Now, this command will be seen and recognized at this level of consciousness where you are right now. Even where you are, you can slow the aging of the body significantly, 20, 30% right now. If you have that belief system and cognize what I'm saying, you can do this. I want to present something to you. Doctors know this. Repeatedly, they will watch a senior, perhaps even on her deathbed, keep herself alive for years beyond that which the body says it could be, to watch their grandchildren graduate. And then days later, they're gone. Question: how? I just gave it to you. Eye-rolling stuff, it's doable. And you see it even in the hospitals. Those who are keeping themselves young for something that they want, and then after they get it, they'll perish immediately. They have kept themselves alive. What's the process? I'll tell you, they are speaking to their cells every single moment. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. You're young. This is the way it works. We're going to stay alive until it happens. We're going to stay alive, and every cell is listening. Do you understand this? Every cell is listening. And that's exactly what you see. There's precedent. So why don't you take that precedent and apply it to this eye-rolling thing, controlling how you age. You have got a stadium full of cellular structures just waiting for your instructions. And if you spent your life disconnected, they have none. What happens when they have no instructions? They'll go right to the average. And you'll look down at them and say, good luck. If you could hear them, if they could talk, if they had consciousness, every cell in your body, every piece of DNA, every molecule in your body would be looking at you and saying, don't you have something to give us? And you do. If you don't know how, start with affirmation. Start with speaking. Go into the closet and talk to yourselves. Don't be afraid. And don't be surprised when all of a sudden you've got more energy. That's what we're talking about. You're going to see results. That's number one. Did you know that you have full and total control over the healing of your body? Disease doesn't have a chance. Did you know that? And the answer is, well, that's not my experience. It's not your experience because you don't know it. You've just heard about it. Knowing is cognizing it. Are you in charge or not? Or do you sit there and beg your cells to behave like they're bad kids? There's a difference, dear ones, between taking charge of the cellular structure in your body and telling it what you must have, or begging it, or asking for it, or hoping. The precedent is this, and I want you to think about this yet again. How many times have we given you this example? Those who believe these things are possible have developed a science called homeopathy. In homeopathy, there is a tincture developed with a signature, a purpose. When the body then takes that signature of purpose of healing under the tongue, the chemistry there is far too small for any kind of a chemical reaction of any cellular structure. This is why medical people don't believe it. It can't do anything. And yet for hundreds of years, there are societies. And that's all they use. This society is not one of them, if you've noticed. A tincture is an instruction set to the body to heal. And then the body starts to heal. Would you stop for a moment and analyze that with me? Is there truth to this, or is this more New Age talk? And the answer is, go back and study it. Ask those who use it. Go back in history to see how many are involved. And you will find an enormity of information that says homeopathy not just works, it's the way of it. Take that and extrapolate the next phase. What if you could have a tincture of healing, not under the tongue, but in the energy of consciousness of your instruction sets to the body with your mind? Here's what we're telling you, body. You're going to heal, and this is how fast we expect it. Knowing the body functions of healing, start now. You got 6 weeks. And this is what we want and expect and demand. And you start talking to your cells, and it sounds egotistical, but you're not talking to someone else. You're talking to you. It isn't egotistical. What it is you're the commander. You're the commander of your own cellular structure, demanding the things that it wants to hear and do. Without that, disease will run rampant. And does, and will, and continue to. I just gave you two attributes that some are saying about the Cryon work is eye-rolling, and they're way too smart to look, way too smart to take a look at things that are provable, that have happened in society, that many have used for hundreds of years. Stop your aging, slow it down, and heal your body. Oh, dear ones, there is so much here. I gave you something some time ago, and this isn't even one of the four. I gave you something some time ago, which is unbelievable. I told you about a future of high, high consciousness. How would I know these things? I'll tell you, because you're not the only humans in the galaxy. There are those who are higher evolved than you. Humanoids on other planets gone through just what you've gone through, have evolved. I'm giving you the steps I've seen, not some hoped for existence from a Pollyanna channel. I've seen this. I've told you this. When your cells start to vibrate at such a high enlightened level with a consciousness that is also high, that the lowest form of disease that you have right now on the planet, there is no high energy disease. It's all low energy. Cannot touch you. Low cannot get to high. But low can get to low. Do you understand what I'm saying? All diseases, that life of a disease, that virus of a disease, that bacteria of a disease, all low energy. It is easily absorbed into a body that has no instructions with low consciousness. Welcome to cancer. You're going to ask the question someday. It'll be in the newspaper. It'll be anywhere that it is going with wherever media goes. They'll say, what has happened? Cancer is gone. Cancer is going away, and we don't know why. It seems that it's run its course with humanity for some reason, and nobody is getting it anymore. Welcome to a new age where humans are starting to be high enough in the vibration of what they think and act and do with peace on earth and all the other things, and you're going to see the elimination of these things, and somewhere, someone will correlate it and say, could it be We've done it ourselves. Could it be that there really are vibrations that are attached to disease and to cancer and viruses and all of these things that are the purge of the society today you live in? And the answer is yes. Number three, now we get weird. There was a revelation that no one expected in the Global Consciousness Project at Princeton. I'm not going to repeat this because you can study it yourself. But the study was, can human consciousness affect chance? Let me paint a picture. If you start rolling the dice and you write down that which you get as a result of how many of the dots show, and you do it over a long period of time, you will get something called a chart of random numbers. That's called chance. It is the basis of all gambling, and for some humans, it's the basis of life. You're shaken up and put into the human condition, and you have the chance that something good, the chance of something bad, and you don't know what it's going to be. The Global Consciousness Project showed that consciousness can change the numbers that come up on the dice. And if you haven't seen this, you should. And when enough people of like consciousness thought together, it changed all of the random number generators in that particular experiment, and they actually synchronized for a while. What I just said, you may not understand, so let me give you the summary. You, with consciousness, have control of chance. And I'm not talking about the gambling table. I'm talking about life. Right place at the right time. Some of you have been practicing this and you don't even know it. And you will walk around with others and you will tell them what's going on in your life and they'll say, wow, are you lucky? Let me tell you, luck has nothing to do with it. You're designing your reality, dear ones. Oh, there would be those who are intellectual thinkers and going, wait a minute. You can't have everybody on board with that. You can't have everybody designing their own reality. And I will say to that intellectual, you've missed the point completely. We're not talking about a bunch of individuals creating individual realities. We're talking about enough individuals creating one reality called peace on earth. That's what we're talking about. That the reality you create outside of chance puts you together with others who are also creating the same thing. What would happen if everyone did it? You turn on the lights, everybody goes home. You'd understand exactly what the veil is. You'd have a coherence of thought. There would be advanced enlightenment. That's what you can create. Do not buy in to anyone who says luck controls your life. You control it with consciousness. Right place, right time. Crying, how can I do it? What do I do? I just gave you the words. Dear Spirit, I may not know where I'm going. I'm like in the dark half the time. Turn on the light to the place I'm supposed to go. Show me the road. Make it obvious to me. I allow this. I ask for this. This is the path that I know I'm on. Spirit, show me. This is an invitation for synchronicity. Some of you have this and you don't really understand, but you love it. You wake up, you're supposed to come here to a Cryon meeting. Some of you in this meeting had that experience. You go someplace, you didn't expect it, somebody says, did you know about this? You didn't, and you show up, and there you meet somebody you should meet. And people will say, wow, are you lucky? I wish I had that in my life. What would you say to that person? Would you say, well, you can. And it has nothing to do with religion. It has something to do with a Global Consciousness Project, and it's available. It has to do with higher thinking. It has to do with consciousness and a belief system. that we can control reality. And some will say, well, have a nice day, and they'll walk away. Too smart to look, is what I say. And the others will look at you and go, I'd like to know more. And the room is filled with people who said, I want to know more. Because, dear ones, that's the way it works. Is it possible that you can control chance in your life and be in the right place at the right time? My partner lives that truth. Have you seen his schedule? Have you seen his travels? He travels on airplanes. What do you know about airplanes? They're seldom on schedule. Weather interferes. Mechanical problems interfere. What are the odds against this, in chance, that over 30 years he's never missed a meeting? What are the odds? And then you start looking at it and you will say they're remarkable. He doesn't go to a meeting in advance for weeks. He goes the day before. That's statistics. And if you take a look at it, you realize what he has been doing is controlling chance. He designs a reality. When the planes don't fly and he misses them, it's been 100% when he's going home, not when he's going to the meeting. And he always rolls his eyes and says, yep, it's always on the outbound, not on the inbound. What are the chances? I just gave you an axiom of the energy of consciousness to come. What happens when a civilization starts to realize it can control its own reality, and the answer is peace on earth? The answer is all of the things you ever wanted for yourself and your family, you can start to control. You are not a victim of this planet. And if you don't understand that, again, you'll have chance. Everything's a roll of the dice, unless you do something about it. Just like your cellular structure, it's going to do whatever it does, unless you look at it. Number four, coming up, the last one. Oh, there's more, but this is the last one for now. The masters who walked this planet, almost all of them, were able to perform miracles. The ones that you know of, that you worship today, is just a small portion of history. And they weren't necessarily in the past, because there have been masters that have been alive just until recently, and some who still are here, who are able to perform the miracles you would say are miracles because they change physics. I want to ask you something about this beautiful, beautiful human being called Christ. With DNA operating in the 90 percentile, an enlightened being came to this planet to show and tell. Came to this planet to say, look at who I am, a human being, and look at what I can do, because you can do the same thing. I want to ask you, the story of the loaves and the fishes, the story of the walking on water, do you think he did that to impress people? You think that was the ego of the Christ impressing people? Look what I can do. And the answer is no. There was only one reason for it, only one. Showing you what you could do with consciousness that was enlightened beyond the veil. Recently in India, there was a man called Sai Baba. Passed away. And during his lifetime, especially the latter years, he would have thousands of people literally on his lawn in the front lawn every single day. And he would come out of his enclave with short-sleeved shirts on and pass around gifts for everyone. most of them organic. Some would be the vibhuti, which is an ash which is alive and grows and heals. Others, things made of stone and of plants and of wood, and he would deliver and deliver and deliver. He would manifest them out of nothing in his fingers. Films were made, photographs were made, validations from scientists and engineers and doctors all over the planet. Did you see it on CNN? Why? Can you imagine the young reporter? May I have a budget to go to India to report on this guy doing miracles? And the answer is, smarten up. We're not doing that. That's the consensus of this civilization. When things appear too good to be true or too wild or too strange, they won't go there. And you never saw it. Even though it was validated and validated and validated, you never saw it. They were too smart to look. The internet is going to bring it to you, right in your face. And you'll have no option but to either believe it or not believe it. In a day where almost anything can be shown that's fake, there are those who say it's fake, not understanding it's real. There are those on this planet who can do that, just like the Christ. The Master of Love showed you what was possible, not just in the love and the compassion that he showed for humanity, but also in the deeds that he did, including the healings and all the things. And the message of Christ, the message was, be like me. That was a message. Emulate me in every way, in love and in passion and in miracles. You are able to you are able to manipulate physics with your brain, with your pineal, with your heart, with that triangle of consciousness that comes together. And even the elements, dear ones, will obey what you say. And that's coming. You've already seen it. It's current. And when you see it in person, you won't believe it. And you'll leave and you'll say, I don't understand this. Isn't it something? That's a miracle. And then you'll go back to work. Somehow the word miracle simply explains everything, and you'll go back to work. What if it's doable? It is. When my partner was a young man, he was taken to a healing meeting. I've spoken of this one other time in channel. A healer was emulating the master. And the healer on stage in front of 6,000 people healed people. That healer was named Catherine Kuhlman. She invited hospital doctors from the hospitals of the greater Los Angeles area to come to the Shrine Auditorium and check out the healings one at a time. I'll tell you this, that room was so quiet you could hear a pin drop, and that allowed for you to hear bones snapping back into place and the children who were crippled. And there was so much weeping, and my partner saw that, and it impressed him so much. He knew God was real. That led later to the question of how real to sit in a chair and do what he does today. There was nothing like that. That's what I'm talking about. You see, it's not that new. This is what is available, and what is available to all, not just a few light workers, not just to Kryon readers. That's where humanity will go. Can you imagine a time where you might be able to manufacture what you need from your mind? You should ask a Pleiadian how they got to Earth without a spaceship. That's just a hint. Too strange for you? Those of you listening, too odd? Too smart to look? Or is there something here? That's the theme of the week. of the month, of the year, of a decade. That's what I want to give to you today. The magnificent human being can even be more magnificent if you'll just stop, look around, and ask the question, is there more? And open the door to something you didn't expect, because the answer is yes, a lot. Go from this place different than you came in, questioning perhaps things you thought were certain, only to open the door and find out they're magnificent beyond belief. And that's who you are. And so it is.